Psychoclo Habit na! Kwentuwang malaman at may basihan. Hindi puro chika lang, kasama si Che Belledo at Ton Clemente. Makinig, makijoin, mahook sa isang good habit, it's the Psychoclo Habit. Oras na!
Magandang gabi po!
Welcome to
Psycho Clock Habit!
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat!
Magandang gabi po! Wow!
Hello, Ton!
Feels like...
Nahirapan akong umintro doon. Ito may magsasalita ka may... magsasalita!
In fairness, ang ganda ng kanta natin na yun, akmang-akma para sa episode natin ngayong gabi. Magandang gabi po sa lahat naman nakikinig sa atin. At syempre, good evening sa iyo, Miss Che.
Good evening, Ton. Nandito na naman tayo sa Psycho Clock Habit.
Correct, no?
At super sarap ng pag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi, Ton. Excited ka ba?
Sobrang excited dahil syempre nagpapatuloy pa rin yung ating tema ngayong buwan.
Psych with their
hot friends.
Yay. At gusto ko sana sabihin na masarap din ang guest natin.
Nakabangan niyo po yung ipapakilala po namin shortly.
Oo. No? Kasi it's a usapang masarap na naman ito.
Correct. No?
Okay, pero bago yon, kumustahin muna natin yung ating mga tagapakinig. Kumusta yes. na po kayo? Ilan na kaya by now ang ating Facebook friends? Surprise na lang.
Surprise na lang, no? Yung ating Facebook friends. Pero yung ating, I think yung good news para sa atin ay, yun na nabanggit sa atin na meron ng at least 1,000 visitors, unique visitors ng ating blogspot.
www.pochaholic.blogspot.com.
Kaya sana mabisita nyo po, naka-upload na dyan yung mga previous episodes natin about yung ating love month of September.
Marami diba? Nagabang yan.
So yung closure ni Divine Salvador is already up. So please, kung may opportunity, bisitahin nyo po siya para mapakinggan.
Yes. Okay, Ton, kumusta ang linggo mo?
Eto. In fairness, ang aga ko gumising, ha?
Kanina umaga,
ang aga ko nagising.
Pagod na pagod ka na.
Medyo. At saka parang feeling ko, hindi kita masyadong na-miss. Nakita. Araw-araw ta, yun. No? Pero it's good to be here at with our very special guest.
Oo naman. Excited tayong dalawa. At magkumustahan na tayo.
True. Oh, let's not waste any more time. No? Exciting po yung kumustahan namin ngayong gabi. Kasi ito po medyo parang scenario, vignette na sabi nga sa mga experience. Parang decision situation kami na
papapiliin. Kasi real life situation naman yung ginagawa natin palagi. Mag-fantasy time naman tayo.
So sino gusto mong mauna na ako?
Ako na.
Daya.
Pero yung situation, i-set up muna natin.
Set up muna natin.
Kasi kadalasan, di ba, yung mga adventures nangyayari sa isang island.
Right.
So ngayon, medyo castaway theme tayo.
Ang moda natin ngayong gabi.
Kunyari, na-trap ka sa isang island.
Yan, eto na. Gusto ko yan.
Tapos meron ka lang mga ilang pagpipili ang pagkain.
Okay, sige.
So, ito lang yung choice.
Okay.
Pili ka.
So, again, na-trap tayo pareho sa isang island. Tapos, gutom na gutom na ako.
Tayo. Mamimili lang tayo dun sa available food. Huwag ka maarte. Kasi yun lang yung meron.
Sige.
So, Ton, kung meron lang nitong mga pagkain ito, alin dito yung gusto mo? Mani. Tahong.
Diba yan ang lansa? Nalansahan ako again.
At pechay. Mali, tahong, pechay. Alin doon?
Ang hirap!
Ay, ako. Lahat naman doon malusog. Hindi man naman
magpapakagutom na lang ako. Mamamatay na lang akong gutom.
Ano ba? Hindi yun option.
Kailangan ko ba talagang mamili? Wala doon sa mga pagkain na yan.
Alam mo, mamatay ka, di ba?
Sige. Kung mamimili ako dun sa tatlo, kung mani, tahong, o pechay, siguro yung pipiliin ko na lang ay mani.
Bakit?
Kasi feeling ko yung mani, una, talagang pwede ko yung laro-laruin with my mga daliri. Walang pressure na isubo mo siya agad. Pwede ko siyang laruin gamit yung aking mga dila. Mga dila? Alien!
My boy.
Tsaka gusto ko talaga yung medyo maalat-alat. Kasi yung pechay, walang gulay yan, so medyo lang lasa. Yung tahong naman masyadong malansa for my taste. So gusto ko yung mani. Tamang-tama lang ang oiliness at yung alat, no?
Ang ganda. At, pero okay na, okay na.
Yun nga, pwede nga kung hindi pa ako gutom, pwede kong paglaruan muna siya sa bibig. Kasi hindi na ako. Kaninong mani ba yun? Sino ba ang magluluto?
Eh, basta natagpuan mo lang siya.
Diyos ko, adobadong mani ni Cherry Joy Bileno. Why not?
Okay.
Sige. Uy, medyo na-challenge ako doon, ha?
Ang galing. Galing yung sagot mo.
Ang ganda ng scenario natin na yan.
Oo.
Siyempre, ikaw din. Bilang ganti. Okay. ID ringin ko na narinig natin kanina yan. So, again, na-trap ka rin sa isang island. At eto lang yung options na meron ka.
Si ano?
Okay. So, sa dalawang kamay ko, okay, no, meron akong hawak na dalawang itlog. Okay, lilinawin ko na po. Sa dalawang kamay ko, meron akong hawak na, syempre, dalawang itlog, tag-isa sa isang kamay. Ngayon, ang tanong ko sa'yo, Miss Che Villedo, natrap ko sa isang island, anong pipiliin mo? Yung kanan o yung kaliwa? Again, anong pipiliin mo, no? Yung itlog na nasa kanan na kamay?
May kaibahan ba? Yung kanan, like isa ba, salted egg, gano'n. Anong may kaibahan ba?
Basta pareho lang silang maalat. At nakatitiyak ako na yung parehong itlog na yan ay parehong kasya sa bibig mo, kahit sabay pa. Kasi itlog ito ng pugo.
Itlog ng pugo. Okay.
Sige, ang pipiliin mo, yung kaliwang itlog o yung kanang itlog?
Okay lang bang dalawa na lang?
Bakit?
Eh, baka magtumpo yung isang pugo. Ayoko kasi ng ganon. Kaya ko naman palang dalawa. Eh di, sabay.
Kung kaya naman dalawa, di ba? So, dalawa para hindi magtampo yung isa. Pugo. Grabe, show off. Nagmamakitang gilas ka na naman. O alam niyo na po, sa ating mga tagapakinig, malinaw yan. Kayang-kaya ni Miss Shay pagsabayin sa kanyang bibig ang dalawang itlog ng pugo. Sarap, nagutom ako.
Para wala na akong iyaharap. At least may bibig akong iyaharap.
Sayo po, tulungin na natin.
Ay, sa ating... tulungin natin ating guest.
Ay, oo nga pala. Sige, tama-tama. Dahil nandito na rin siya.
O, sige.
Ikaw na magtanong.
Pamaya natin ipakilala.
Sige, sige.
Pero,
bago to ah.
Mr. Guest, mamili ka. Anong gusto mo? Yung mani na in-offer ko kay Ton? O yung itlog ni Ton?
Nahawak ko!
ang mani kasi para sa akin, kinakamot lang. Hindi siya kinakain. So, the obvious choice ay itlog.
Outnumbered ako! I swear! Okay,
ano ba yan?
Ang ganda ng sagot niya.
Kayo po, no?
Akala ko yung itlog.
Hindi. Inaalaga ng itlog. Mani ang kinakamot. As far as I can remember.
Kayo po, hindi kayo po, natanungin na lang natin yung atang kapakinig natin. Kayo po, dun sa dalawa, alin po ba yung kinakamot? Yung mani na in-offer ni Miss J. O yung itlog na hawak ko sa aking mga kamay.
Ang dalawa rin yung mga
magpasahin siya na siya po.
Follow-up,
ganito yung ating kumustahan ngayong umaga. Magitin na natin yung title natin ngayong gabi. No?
Correct. Kasi yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong araw na ito, Ton, ay tungkol sa pagkain.
Correct. So, psychology of food. Food and pleasure. Okay.
Yes.
So, ang magitin na natin. No? Huwag na natin silang bitiinin kasi mag-break na tayo in a while. No? So, ang title po ng episode natin ngayong gabi ay Masarap Kumain, Masarap Ding Magpakain.
I love it.
One more time. Excuse naman natin kung bakit ganito, di ba mamaya? So, ang title natin ngayong gabi ay Masarap Kumain, Masarap Ding Magpakain. So,
yes!
Ano yung mas gusto mo dun sa dalawa?
Naman. Masarap pareho eh.
Masarap pareho, no?
Oo, depende there's sa... there's pleasure in giving and there's pleasure in receiving, diba?
Sobrang give and take ka talaga.
Sobra, no? Sobra.
Tsaka siguro depende sa mood. Kung nasa mood ka, na naka-prepare ka, naka-energy, go lang pakain, diba?
Ay, ganun din naman. Gusto mo rin kumain pag... energize ka, true, nasa mood ka.
O, kasi syempre, minsan gusto mo yung parang nakahilata ka lang, basta sinusubo sa'yo.
Basta yung sa whether magpakain or kumakain, it's done out of love. Ganun talaga ang pagkain, to.
Uy, ang gandang statement po niya. Yan pa ang quotable quote natin for tonight. Kaya, ano-ano nga, pakiulit nga, hindi mahalaga kung kumain o magpakain. Ang importante, it's done out of love.
Kasi there's a lot of love in food sharing talaga.
Right, oo nga.
So, mamaya pag-uusapan natin yan. Eh, ikaw?
Ako siguro... Yun nga, kaya nabay ko kanina, depende sa mood.
Sa mood.
Oo, kasi minsan...
Wala po ako.
Wala po ako sa mood. Depende po sa mood kasi ako talaga as a person, mahilig lang ako talagang kumain.
Sige. Ang swerte. Ang swerte ng mga kasama mo.
True, and it's always done out of love. Thank you for that.
Tanungan natin si Sir Wally.
Sige. Bago tayo mag-pause for a break, very, very quickly po, Mr. Guest. Alin sa dalawa yung madalas niyong gawin?
Ay, mas madalas akong magpakain.
At kung bakit, malalaman
natin
yan.
Malalaman natin mamaya.
So pagbabalik ng Psycho Clock Habit.
Mahilig ka ba sa milkshake?
Siyakat hindi.
I have two words for you.
My cream.
That's an inside joke.
Correct, eh? Para sa mga lactose intolerant. Malamang hindi po sila mahilig sa milkshake. Pero I'm sure mahilig tayong lahat kumain. Pag-uusapan natin yan dito sa Psycho Clock Habit. Ito pa rin po si Ton.
Ito po si Chay.
At ipapakilala na natin yung bisita natin ngayong gabi.
Yes, napaka-special lang bisita natin,
correct,
Ton.
Narinigan natin yung boses niya kanina.
Oo, ang ganda ng boses niya.
At kakabanggit lang natin sa kanya na siya yung ating finale guest.
Yes.
Sa ating month of November.
Oo, yung ating theme na
Psych and our hot friends.
At kapag napapag-usapan siya, hindi maiiwasang ma-associate siya sa salitang sarap.
True.
Bakit kaya?
Siguro dahil nag-master siya in industrial relations.
Ang ganda ng segue. Ang galing.
Walang kinalaman.
Pero!
Diyos ko, may pabaliwalad niya sa atin. No? Pero, totoo po yan. No? Meron siyang Master in Industrial Relations sa Soler.
Okay. At yung Bachelor of Science in HRA Hotel and Restaurant Administration ay sa UP Diliman.
And meron din siyang diploma in International Relations in Japanese mula sa Ritsumeikan University sa Kyoto, Japan.
Wow! At siya po ngayon ay kasalukuyang assistant professor mula sa Department of Hotel, Restaurant, and Institution Management sa UP Diliman, syempre.
True!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's all welcome Professor
Walter M. Robles!
Yay!
Hi, good evening!
Namas kilala sa tawag na
Sir Wally!
Good evening, Sir Wally!
Good evening, Che! Good evening, Ton! Good evening sa lahat na nakikinig sa Psycho Clock Habit!
Yay!
At gusto natin mag-thank you sa kanya. Alam niyo, wala kang idea kung gano'ng ka-short notice ang mga bagay-bagay. At pinaunlakan kami ni Sir Wally at pinag-bake pa niya tayo ng oatmeal cookies.
Napakasarap. Kaya lagi natin siya higigas. Hint sa ibang guest.
Linggo-linggo na yan. Pressure pa sa mga susunod na bisita.
Salamat.
You are most welcome. Wally. And thank you for having me here.
Yay!
Bakit kaya lagi na-associate si Sir Wally sa sarap, no? Kasi may kinalaman ito sa madalas niyang ginagawa at sa kanyang passion.
True.
Okay, pag-usapan muna natin, ano ba yung Hotel and Restaurant Administration? I'm sure may idea yung mga tao, but what is it really as a discipline?
Well, essentially, it's the same as all the other disciplines, no? Yung HR, human Hotel and Restaurant Management in other schools.
Uh-oh.
Ang difference lang ng UP brand of this education is that ang UP, we train students to become managers.
Okay.
Okay.
Other schools are trained to do specific jobs within the hospitality industry, which covers airline, hospitals, hotels, and dami-daming institutions. That's why we had to revise the name of the department to include other institutions.
Okay.
Sorry, kaya the name of your department now is Hotel, Resort, and Institution,
Institution Management.
Oh, ngayon ko lang yung nalaman, kaya pala HRIM na, kasi maraming institutions nga.
Yes, kasi our graduates are not limited anymore to hotel at saka sa restaurant. Some of them end up in prison.
Ay! But not because of criteria.
A certain criteria ng prison. Okay. We have an alumna working in a prison in the States at siya nagmamanage ng kitchen. Yes.
Okay.
We have alumni working in hospital kitchens. Okay. Preparing healthy and nutritious food.
So it's really expanding the idea of the traditional concept of hotel restaurant management.
That's right.
Just out of curiosity, yung Hotel and Restaurant Administration is the course?
That used to be the name of the course. Uh-oh. It was changed noong 2002 to accommodate nga yung changes
yung
in the
institutions. Uh-oh.
Kaya HRIA na siya.
HRIM.
IM, yun yung course.
HRA, yes.
Ah, okay. Sige.
So, medyo nasabi mo na rin kung ano yung inaaral dito, but I'm sure, no, merong something exciting about your field.
True.
No, yung reason why you're there.
The reason why I'm here is because I think a lot of people are into food. Pero we get to take it to the next level. We get to study it. Tulad ngayong semester, I'm handling catering management laboratory class.
Uh-oh.
Which means ang mga estudyante ko ay pinaprepare ko para mag-cater for outside customers. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're actually cooking in the kitchen.
Oh, and this is for a particular client.
No, this is just for us.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Just for the exercise. Just kailin kakain.
Ang sarap. Gusto
niyo naman. Okay.
Baka gusto niyo naman mag-imbita minsan na mag-taste test. Pwede.
Meron kaming mga sensory evaluation that we invite outsiders.
Uy, maganda pag-usapan natin mamaya yung sensory evaluation na yan. Ano?
Yes. So it's really very exciting because you're always dealing with food.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. And it's just food, pero yung social component siguro nito, no?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Culture is a very important component in what we teach.
Wow, okay, sige.
Okay, so ano naman yung common misconceptions? Like when you say, I'm from HRIM, mm-hmm. or I'm taking up, in other schools, siguro HRM, ano yung mga mm-hmm. common misconceptions about right. this course?
A lot of people will be surprised to find out na hindi lahat ng nag-aaral ng HRIM ay mahilig or at even magaling magluto.
So okay lang at hindi ka magaling magluto?
Hindi kailangan magaling magluto.
Okay.
Because as we've said, we are a management program.
So,
yun yung emphasis talaga. Again,
yun ang management. Emphasis. Meron kaming culinary component, but then again, dun mismo sa loob ng culinary subjects na yun, there are different roles that the students can choose to play. Mm-hmm. Tulad ng manager ng isang event, or finance manager ng isang function.
Okay.
So madaming roles na pwede nilang gawin.
Yeah, so when you say CHE, when you say HRIM, it's not limited to just handling food.
Sobrang depends sa
talaga.
Parang feeling ko yung course na binabanggit mo ngayon, parang meron kayong mga chem subjects.
Actually.
Tapos meron kayong mga business sub. Ganun
chem
ba?
Chem 16. We have Chem 16, which is a requirement bago ka makapasok sa aming mga culinary subjects.
My gosh.
A lot of the subjects, I would say about 60% of our major subjects are in management.
With
my background in Solaire, I'm teaching human resources.
Kaya, okay. Kaya perfect yung training sa HRIM. Okay.
At saka I heard other courses pa in CHE talaga have many, many chem subjects.
I'm sure yung food tech lalo.
Food tech, nutrition, a lot of math subjects as well.
Okay.
So, hindi natin dapat iniisip na, HE lang yan, no? Hindi,
Or na parang iba na yun ko, parang, lagi mo magiging kang waiter, parang mga ganyan, di ba?
So,
hindi.
The College of Home Economics is a very, very multidisciplinary college.
Mm-hmm.
Ang dami-dami naming reach, and ang common denominator namin is that we make the Filipino home a better place for everyone.
Ay, ang ganda naman ang tagline ng chairs! We make the Filipino home
a better place for everyone.
Kailangan natin mag-isip ng ganyan sa department at sa college, ha?
Pwede naman natin gamitin, the Department of Psychology, we make the home a better place for everyone. Nakawin
na natin. Hindi naman tayo ng gaya.
Play justice.
Ano ba yun? Ayaw nga natin. Dinalagyan naman natin, since time immemorial. Okay.
Ang importante, citation.
True.
Okay. Sige, so pag-usapan natin, bakit importanteng pag-aralan ng pagkain? Parang, everyday experience naman to.
True.
No, why do we need to study it? Why do we need to understand it?
I think it's important to study what you do so that you are able to do it best. We are not only in the business kasi of cooking for ourselves.
Yes. True.
We cook for other people. We prepare all sorts of different things, events, all sorts of activities for a lot of other people. And we need to understand kung paano natin maibibigay yun to the best of our ability.
Yes. And it's true that, I mean, I would like to know, no, that many of our social interactions, Filipinos, no?
Yes.
Revolve around food.
That's right. Uh-huh. Every time may nagsasamang dalawa or more na tao, may pagkain sa gitna.
May pagkain. Kahit yung mga official meetings, lagi may pagkain.
Correct. Kaya natin mag-attend ng meeting ng walang pagkain.
Sino gusto, di ba? Kahit walang mani.
Correct. Or itlog ng pugo.
Why not? Ano sabi ko? Pero may, just out of curiosity, may kayong specific course about food and culture or...
We actually have an elective that we offer in our department called Food and Culture. And we have a visiting professor na alumnus namin sa college. Uh-huh. Pero he did his culinary education sa New York.
Oh, wow.
And the class involves culinary tours. Punta ng Pampanga and experience the different Pampango cuisine.
Fun!
Masaya. Masaya.
Is there a particular, like... You say Kapampangan food, no? Is there a particular...
I love Kapampangan food!
Akala ko sabi mo, I love Kapampangan.
Siyempre them also.
Oo, na-distinct sa Kapampangan culture.
Marami. Sa lahat ng region sa Philippines, meron tayong best of the region. You go to Pampanga, and they have... yung sisig.
Sisig.
I think came from Pampanga and apparently sisig is not sizzling originally.
Oo.
Sinizzle na lang natin sa Manila. Kasi mas masarap sa beer ang sizzling.
Pero I heard meron siyang batayan no, kung bakit nauso sa Pampanga.
That's right.
And that's something to do with yung face.
Yung face ng baboy.
Baboy.
Anong face? Bakit?
Kasi ang sisig ay gawa sa mukha ng baboy.
Okay.
And madaming mukha.
Parang nagkatingin na lang tayo.
Gusto mo maging sisig, Cherry Joy Villado?
Ay,
yes, teka, nabitin naman ako, sorry. Gawa siya sa mukha. And then?
And then you boil it and then sometimes you grill it para wala yung buhok. Uh-huh. And then you chop it up. Konting chicharon for the crunch.
Uh-oh.
And condiments.
Say Ilocos.
One of my favorite regions for food. When we went there last year, meron silang tinatawag na restaurant doon called Saramsam.
Saramsam.
Sa Lawag.
Uh-huh.
And they serve fusion Filipino food. Mm-hmm. So meron silang pinakbet pizza.
Oh, wow.
Pinakbet and everything with bagoong seems to be from Ilocos. And
yes.
I love bagoong.
Why not? Isa mo lang Ilocano ano diyan na kung kunana Ms. Shea Biliedo.
Naimbag nga rabii ako.
One, so ngarun.
And sa Visayas naman, like Cebu.
Sa Cebu is very famous for the lechon.
Lechon.
You know,
yes.
Na hindi na kailangan ng sarsa. Parang chooks to go ng lechon world.
Wow, shucks!
Okay. Ang dami!
Nagutom ako! Naku, habang siguro po dahil kung ginutom namin kayo ng konti, na baka ito na yung panahon nyo para kumuha mo ng...
Mane?
O na itog ng pugo. O kumatay ng baboy para gawing sisig. No? Diyan lang po, ang tabihanan nyo po. Marami pa tayong pag-uusapang masasarap dito lang sa Psycho Clock Habit.
Gusto mo bang magpa-cater?
Para excited ako magpa-cater kasama yung ating special guest ngayong gabi at ang kanyang mga estudyante. Nagbabalik po ang Psycho Clock Habit. Ito pa rin po si Ton.
Ito po si Chay.
At kasama pa rin natin ang
si
ating special guest tonight.
Okay. At pag-uusapan pa rin natin ang food and pleasure. Okay. Dahil nga, pagkain ang pinag-uusapan, no? At may kinalaman ito sa relasyon ng mga tao sa isa't isa.
Correct.
No? Yung isang magandang katanungan siguro, may kaibahan ba, based on your personal experience or sa mga pag-aaral mo, yung pag-prepare ng food na bilang trabaho, like it's your profession, o yung pag-prepare ng food na ginagawa mo as a hobby or bilang pagmamahal sa mga taong kasama mo?
Definitely, malaki yung difference. Mm-hmm. Pero I can't say kung alin yung mas maganda at yung hindi mas pleasurable. Kasi when you do something, when you prepare food as a profession, you get into the technicalities of the ingredients. And you learn as you go on. And that's something that is quite interesting as far as I'm concerned. And then you prepare food for your family and friends. And of course, may emotion involved. And you want to make the best for everyone. And it's equally fun, I would say.
Uh-oh. Oo. At saka in terms of rewards din siguro, ano, kung nasarapan sila.
Totoo.
Magkaibang level din ng satisfaction.
That's okay, right. Yeah, oo.
Dahil na pag-uusapan natin yung pagbibigay ng pagkain, no? At pagtanggap din ng pagkain, mm-hmm. paano kaya nagiging source ng sarap ang pagkain sa, let's talk about, halimbawa, sa grupo ng tao.
Correct.
Oo.
Or in a bigger context, halimbawa.
Sa mga barkada, okay. o sa... malaking pamilya, grupo, ganyan.
I'm sure kapag ang mga tao ay nag-iisip about a gathering,
uh-huh.
kami, ang hindi namin tinatanong, ang unang-unang tanong namin is, anong pagkain? Or
yes.
saan tayo kakain? Hindi namin tinatanong sino nga attend. Kinder yung mga hindi a-attend, basta kakain tayo.
Uh-huh.
And it serves as the anchor for everyone. And of yeah. course, we go somewhere na everyone would enjoy.
Yeah. At saka sabi nila sa kasal daw, mm-hmm. ang importante sa mga guests at di nila makakalimutan talaga ay kung masarap o hindi yung kinain nila.
Totoo yan. Totoo yan. I always remind my catering students, we don't want to be remembered na maganda ang table setting or maganda ang pagkaka-fold ng napkin, maganda ang floral arrangement. We want the guests to leave thinking, ay, ang sarap ng food.
Uh-oh. Okay. Does it make or break a particular occasion?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I've been to several occasions na you go to the buffet, ang handa ay chicken in brown sauce, pork in brown sauce, beef Uh-oh. In brown sauce, lahat brown sauce.
Oh, kasaa ba itong nag-cater? Joke! I love kasaa!
Me too.
Yeah.
So, nakaka-influence talaga sa mood. Mm-hmm. You see something that is very similar and you think, what's the difference?
Uh-oh.
And apparently, iba-ibang cut yung gulay.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Tsaka naisip ko din, siguro as an experience, no, if you're pleasured by this thing, minsan akala natin peripheral lang.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I'm sure kapag nasasarapan ka, tas okay yung mga kausap, di ba?
Totoo yan.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nakaka-imbibe ng ano, na positive.
Pwede din ba natin palakihin ng konti yung context natin? Mm-hmm. Pagsabi natin yung source of sarap, halimbawa, para sa mga Pilipino naman kaya.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Base sa karanasan ninyo, ano yung mga pagkain na Filipinos find yummy?
Well, dalawang approach ang pwede natin gawin. We can look at what is existing out there. Mm-hmm. Na ang assumption natin is tinatangkilik, kaya nandyan sila.
True.
Nagsasprout ang mga Filipino restaurants. You look around, kahit sa Techno Hub, ang dami ng Filipino restaurants.
Yes. Green Belt 5.
So we have a very wide range, very affordable to very expensive na Filipino food. Mm-hmm. We are starting to realize the value of our food. And we associate that with what we grew up with. Malaki kasing factor sa food choices, yung association and memories that we have
That's
with this food.
That's very true. Yeah, I remember one restaurant sa madalas nating puntahan, na lagi kong sinasabi, this feels like home.
True.
Habang kumakain tayo.
Totoo. Naglabasan din a few years ago yung comfort food, soul food. And everyone is trying to get into that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. Some more successful than the others. Mm-hmm. Pero still, at least there's an effort para ipromote yung Filipino food among Filipinos.
Okay.
Can you be more a little specific? Okay lang ba? If I follow up a little. Halimbawa, importante ba na masabaw siya, na masarsa? Ano ba, may specific...
Matamis ba ang Filipino food?
Flavor,
mahirap
color?
Mahirap i-characterize ang Filipino food. Mas madaling i-characterize ang regional food.
Because if you say
Bicolano, maanghang. Ang Bulacan ay matamis. Ang Pampanga ay malasa. At ang Ilocos ay may bagoong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, mahirap i-characterize ang Filipino food. Pero Filipinos want something that is... malakas ang lasa.
Uh-oh.
We don't appreciate bland
flavors. Okay.
Kaya siguro din tayo mahilig sa mga sausawan.
Correct. Mahilig tayo sa patis, sa suka, sa toyo, sa kalamansi, sa sili.
Yes.
We add whatever that we can to the food to improve it. Which exasperates a lot of Western chefs.
Ayaw, syempre, I can imagine.
Can you imagine ordering steak at tapos pagdating ng steak mo, pahingi ng patis?
Or seasoning.
Gusto ko yun. Basta gusto natin malakas.
Malasa.
Malasa.
Okay. So, pag-usapan naman natin at a lower level kasi medyo malawak kanina no, yung social level.
At mas exciting
naman,
yata to.
Sa interpersonal level or sa pagitan ng dalawang tao, no, paano naman nagiging source ng sarap ang pagkain?
Well, again, depende yun sa relationship ng dalawang tao. As people go on with their lives, they pick up a lot of things on the way that they consider their own.
Okay.
So kung ano yung memory nilang nabuo ng silang dalawa, kahit pa yan fishball sa Vinson's or isaw sa Kalayaan, pero kapag nai-anchor nila sa kanilang mga isipan na ito yung pagkain namin.
Okay, it's by association talaga, no?
Yes. Oo, no?
Oo, pero kunyari kumakain kayo ng isaw nung panahon na nakipag-break siya sa'yo.
Ara! Sisisumpa mo na yung mga laman mo.
Hindi ko parang hindi mo na kayang tumingin sa isaw ever.
So by association talaga. And speaking of association, there are certain foods that we associate with love muna.
Love,
oo. Meron bang mga ganon na pag-food love?
Meron tayong mga food na ina-associate. We call them aphrodisiacs.
Yes. Okay.
And you look at the list of aphrodisiac foods that the people come up with, and it's usually, again, association with sex. You look at the list, titignan mo, mayroong banana, mayroong asparagus. These do not contain particular trace elements or chemicals which promote sexiness or sex
or drive. Yeah,
no, walang ganun eh, pero yung association na they're phallic symbol,
conditioning lang ang itsura,
yung tahong na nasa island niton. So those seafoods, oysters, they consider a very very strong aphrodisiac. But the reality is it's a Western construct. Ang oysters kasi sa atin ay talaba.
Talaba.
Na binibili na nasa timba. Hindi siya romantic, no?
Tapos kayong talaba mo, nakabuyang-yang na naman dyan.
Correct.
Pero
in the West, because it's a very rare commodity, they consider it a luxury. And of course, they equate sex with luxury. Kaya nga, ang investment sa lace, lingerie.
Yes, yes.
Magkakadikit lang yung mga yun.
But there's one food, no? But sometimes it overlaps with drug. Yun nga daw yung overlap ng food and drug. Chocolates.
Oo.
Chocolates are the ultimate comfort food. I know some people who would substitute chocolates over sex because to some extent it's less messy.
Actually, it depends on how you eat.
Well, yes, pero generally chocolates come in neat packages.
That's true.
And you can put it away when you want and you can finish it when you want.
Yes.
Nakaka-comfort 'yun talaga.
It's not demanding.
No.
Yeah. Kasi sabi nila, kaya nga siguro tayo may mga cakes, chocolate cakes ng tawag nila ay better than sex.
Correct.
No?
Gayuma.
Oo.
So malaki yung association talaga with sex.
Oh, and it contains certain chemicals that promote.
That's right.
Mukhang ganun na nga. Oo.
Okay, so let's talk about at the personal level naman, how we experience food. Paano siya nagiging source ng sarap?
Kasi nakikita ko sa food, it's not a one-dimensional object.
Uh-oh.
There has to be an involvement of all the five senses.
Okay.
You're not only talking about how it tastes. Mas malaki pang ang component ng taste ang smell.
That's
why hindi natin malalasahan yung food kapag may sipon tayo. Of course, the appearance has to be good. That's why I'm actually particularly averse doon sa mga brown na food, puro na lang toyo ang parang sponsor ng toyo ang ating mga buhay.
Parang yun yung nakikita mo agad pag nakita mo na sobrang brown yung food.
Saka evolutionarily, I think in psychology, we can explain that na yung mga mapupulang pagkain, succulent yung itsura nila, sila talaga yung attractive kasi sila rin yung safe kainin. Pag brown or gray, sila na yung most likely nagde-decay. Averse tayo sa kanila.
That's right.
Ako, curious ako, Sir Wally. Sabi mo kanina, meron kayong mga sensory testers.
Experiences.
Testers. Meron. Curious ako, paano yun nire-rate? Or ano, meron ba silang score sheet?
Well,
or
meron tayong mga score sheets that we can be as objective as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. Pero for the most part, as with any other experience in life, food is a very subjective matter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had a couple of students last year na gumawa ng cupcakes for their thesis.
Mm-hmm.
And they used
pwede na yun?
Yeah, Tabacalera chocolates.
Oh, wow! Okay.
And it was good. It was excellent. Kaya lang they did a lot of a series of tests going around the college begging everyone to please eat their cakes. They were very good, so they didn't have a difficult time asking people to evaluate.
Okay.
Pero maganda kasi that you get feedback because at the end of the day, whatever food you make, it has to be liked by someone else.
Pero ano klaseng feedback yun?
Masarap, moist. It feels good in the mouth.
So importante 'yon.
Yes.
Okay.
Kasi nababanggit may mga sensory experiences, no? Pero syempre may mga certain senses na directly na stimulate sa touch halimbawa, meron bang ganun, kailangan ba or perceptual fluffy lang na talagang mukha siyang
yung touch is also plays a part in the evaluation of food because we want something to feel right, especially if we're eating something fresh. Fruits, for example, we teach the students to look at fruits and feel them to know if they're ripe. Not just smelling or looking, pero hawakan mo, alam mo kung hinog and alam mo kung masarap.
How about auditory?
Choose me, hawakan mo, alam mo na kung hinog at masarap. Hawakan kita mamaya.
Sa auditory naman, yung crunch is very important.
Okay. Oo nga, ano?
Di ba magbubuffet ka sa isang restaurant na may crispy kangkong at yes, crispy yung kangkong and it's a disappointment.
Yes, yes.
That's why potato chips sell because it sounds good.
I love it.
Talaga? Yes. Ay, bongga. Oo nga, no? So it's really the crunch. Ay, dami ko natutunan. Nakakabitin naman to. At nagutom ako.
Pero
ano?
Bago tayo mag-break, meron lang tayong fast talk. Isang bagay lang na ma-associate mo with two things na ibibigay natin.
Ah, sige. Sige.
Para every time meron tayong ibibigay. Food na naiisip mo kapag UP ang nababanggit.
Isaw.
Graveyards.
Bopis.
Okay. For the win, orgasm.
Cream.
And with that imagery, mga listeners mo namin, yung mga namin kayo dyan, nagbabalik ang Psycho Clock Habit.
Kumain ka na ba?
Kung ano pa yung pagkain niyo, i-share niyo naman sa amin dito. Nagbabalik ang Psycho Clock Habit. Final stretch na. Ayoko pa!
Kasama pa rin natin si Sir Wally at pinag-uusapan pa rin ang food and pleasure.
Correct.
Okay. Sir Wally, just a series of questions, no? At sobrang interesting para sa amin. Ano kaya mga pagkain ang mas masarap kainin pag mag-isa? At yung pagkain naman mas masarap kainin pag kasama mo yung mga kaibigan mo?
True.
Masarap kainin mag-isa ang mga pagkain na messy. At masarap kainin nakakamay.
Like?
Kasi walang kailangan yung social pressure.
Alimango, alimasag, hipon. Nakakahiyang kumain ng ganun kapag may date, di ba?
True nga, no? Hassle.
Tapos amoy hipon pa yung kamay mo afterwards. Hirap-hirap nun.
Pero parang ang sexy nung imagery. Okay. Ano naman yung weirdest or exotic food na parang na-enjoy ng mga Pilipino?
It's difficult to define yung weird at saka exotic because by definition, our foods are weird and exotic. You know, I've been to Baguio only a couple of times and both times, tinry naming kumain ng pinikpikang manok.
Pinikpikang manok.
Which is apparently ginugulpi siya. And you have to pre-order it for a couple of days before you want to eat it. Kasi gugulpihin nila yung manok. I find that extremely
disturbing.
Yes, pero I suppose the fascination there is parang you feel a little bit more special because the chicken died for you. It's a treat.
Oh God.
Of course, this is with due respect to the culture na gumagawa nito, no?
Yes.
I'm sure meron dahilan. Is there any particular reason why they do this?
I've asked a few people from the area and they can't really offer a satisfactory explanation. They just grew up with it. And that's the problem with Filipino food culture. Hindi siya pinag-aaralan.
Masyado.
Because we take it for granted it's there.
Or not although, even codified masyado, no?
Although nabanggit, I don't know how true this, maybe we can test this, pero nabanggit sa akin na mas masarap daw kasi nag-clot nga yung dugo. So I'm not sure about that.
I don't know about that. If you like dugo, de dinuguan.
I love dugo.
Me too.
Okay. Mga insektong kinakain.
I never had those here. When I was living in Thailand, it's very common. Parang mga money vendor natin dito.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yun ang equivalent nila doon. They sell grasshoppers, crickets, ant eggs. Masarap. Surprisingly, they're good. And to some cultures, like people living in the highlands, some of them, it's the only source of protein that they have.
Ako na curious lang ako. Kayo sa CHE, nag-aaral kayo, nagluto kayo nitong mga quote-unquote exotic or weird na food.
Meron kaming subject in CHE called purchasing management.
Purchasing
and every
management.
Week, iba't ibang category of foods that we cook. May week na chicken lang, may week na beef lang, may fish lang. And then, there's a week called variety meats.
Okay.
Which is essentially lamang loob.
Okay.
Brain,
so, meron
lapay,
talaga.
Meron. And then, they have to cook it. They have to eat it. They have to evaluate it.
Pero hindi pa rin yan mga exotic. Uh-oh. Kasi yung halimbawa, insekto. Pero ngayon, actually, kahit sa mga popular restaurants natin, nagbibigay, kasi dati parang hahanapin mo siya talaga eh.
Dadayuhin.
Dadayuhin mo. Pero ngayon, masusurpresa
specialty na siya, no?
Frogs, insects, sinaserve na. Okay, so itry natin yon. I'm sure may special function yun sa lipunan. Bakit yun ginagawa?
Correct.
And I think mostly because we need to adapt to our environment.
That's
kung ano
true.
Yung readily available.
That's true.
Okay, restaurants, trade secrets. Mag-usapan natin.
Chismis!
Yeah, katulad ng ano yung mga techniques na ginagamit ng mga restaurants,
true.
No? Para mas maging kaiga-igaya.
Well, depende kung what they want to achieve, no?
Yes.
Music plays an important role.
Okay.
Kung gusto mong maraming kumain, play a more upbeat music para mabilis silang kumilos,
okay.
Mabilis silang tumayo, may bagong uupo.
Okay.
This is a rumor which has been going around for several years now, pero may isang nagsasabi, may kwento na may isang fast food na dahil pang masa sila, they allow flies to get inside the restaurant. Pinapabayaan nila pumasok ang langaw because your market C, D, and E can see, uy, may langaw. This is a familiar environment for me. So, afford ko ito at dito ako kakain.
Nakakaloka. Totoo ba yun? Chismis,
pero somehow it feels right. Mm-hmm. Parang tama
Pero inaaral, meron kayong ganung klase ng subject na inaaral nyo, halimbawa, importante yung size ng plato or yung pagkatupi ng napkin or yung amoy
yung
lugar.
Yung mga little details na yan are all incorporated in all the subjects.
Yeah.
Sa marketing, sa catering. Okay. These have to be attended to kasi we always focus on the details.
Kunyari, yung mga inaalis agad yung plate pagkatapos.
Ako, may alam akong lugar niyan. Sa UP.
May laman pa. Inaalis na.
Well, hindi naman. Pero readily inaalis. I mean, nandun pa kayo, nakaupo kayo. Mm-hmm. Yung inaalis nila agad. Meron bang explanation?
Because they want you to finish sooner. And the sooner you finish, may bagong uupo at bagong custom na naman for
kasi
them.
Kasi parang baka mapilitan ka umorder if you want to stay.
Merong establishments na appropriate yan. If it's a low to lower medium na bracket na kind of restaurant, okay lang yun. Mm. Because you're not paying to lounge around. You're not paying for the ambience.
Yeah.
Whereas if you eat in a fine dining restaurant and you're spending $2,000 for your meal, I think you wanna take it easy.
Uh-oh. Although may mga nagsasabi rin na pag inalis mo siya kasi agad, wala kang queue kung gano'n nakadami yung kain mo. So, you'd eat more.
That's
apparently.
True.
Okay.
Lasa, bago tayo pumunta sa iyong final question.
Yes.
So, maraming mga gumagawa ng thesis nito sa CH, yung mga about itong mga peripheral, well, quote-unquote, no? Mga size ng plate or itsura ng food.
Not so much on that because in most countries, meron na mga studies existing. I suppose, ang kulang is yung Philippine experience. Yung thesis namin sa aming department are mostly related to management. Like women managers and benefits in the industry, those sort of things.
Okay.
That's so been exciting. Collaboration!
I'm sure yung mga students ngayon, interested sila, no? Kung ano mga klaseng food ba yung nagpa-facilitate ng attraction.
Or saan sila pwedeng tumunta.
So, kung wala silang pang-date, ano yung pagkain? Kung may pang-date sila, saan may ganon?
Naku, date. Dito sa UP lang ba? Or anywhere?
Kahit yan.
Top of the head.
Medyo magulo ang isip ko about food in UP because I consider our college to be the best source of food in UP.
Lang,
so
sure.
I don't really look at the others. Pero I'm starting to again like Chocolate Kiss because someone dropped off yung tiramisu cake nila. And it was good.
Eh, pangalan pa naman, no? Tiramisu. Why not?
Which is, ang sarap-sarap. So the cakes are very, very good there.
Okay.
You go to Katipunan and you start into a completely different set of restaurants. Banapol is one of my favorites because it's cheap. $150 for a meal.
Uh-oh.
And the food is excellent.
Pero
for more plugging ito.
Kung to facilitate attraction, mostly na-associate natin sa pastry.
Parang nga, ano, matatamis.
Sweets mostly.
Saka yung maliliit lang yung diet.
Uh-oh.
Hindi yung mga
Para pwede ka magpa-cute pa rin.
True.
Eh kung kunyari, you're suffering from a broken heart.
True.
The comfort food. Ano, saan kaya?
Isaw na to.
Ako, I would go to Canin Club.
Ay, nako.
Sa Tecno.
Manalo. Crispy dinuguan.
Crispy dinuguan, crispy tenga. Your heart is broken anyway, so might as well have a heart attack.
Oh, God!
I love it. Okay, so maraming salamat, Sir Wally.
Oh God, tapos na ba yun?
Fun, sobrang saya.
Thank you so much.
Pero bago yun, we'd like to know, no, ano kayong mga take-home points, mga ano ba, learning
gustong ipabaon, pagkain yan.
Para sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Sa ating mga kabataan yun, they're becoming very, very mobile dahil ang dami ng budget airlines and it's so easy to travel around, not just in the Philippines but also within the region. Mm-hmm. Always eat local whenever you're out.
Wow.
You know, you go to Baguio, don't go to a fast food restaurant which you can find in Manila.
Uh-huh.
You go to Bangkok, don't go to KFC. You know, try to eat local because you're also supporting the communities and you're eating something that is sustainable.
Yes. At saka, expand your experience.
Yes. Be more adventurous with food. Try not to eat the same thing all the time. If you have to make a resolution, eat something different at least once a month.
Yes.
And I guess if they want to eat really good food, they can visit CHE.
Correct.
Can
functions.
Be promiscuous when it comes to food.
True. Yes.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Ipakamu mo naman sa amin na hindi ito yung last na pagkikita natin.
Ito ang last na pagkikita natin.
At kaya nagdadala siya ng oatmeal cookies. Siguro din natin hindi ito last.
Na Willy kay Wally. Maganda yan. Gagawa tayo ng bagong pero bago kami lubos magpasalamat sa iyo, Sir Wally, meron muna kaming special announcement. No? Ngayong gabi po natin, gustong ilunsa dito sa Psych O'Clock Habit, yung ating mga downloadable podcast. It's called
Pochahan Series!
Bukod dun sa aming mga full episodes na ma-download niyo po sa pochaholic.blogspot.com, we are now sharing with you our 2 to 4 minute laugh out loud excerpts. Ito po ay mga kulitan sections ng show natin. So kung gusto niyo lang na makihalakak muli, kasama namin ay i-download niyo lang ang Pochahan podcasts namin sa inyong mga MP3 players, sa inyong mga iPods, okay? Just go to pochaholic.blogspot.com for more details.
At saka nandun talaga siya.
At saka nandun talaga siya. At ito na, matutupad na yung pangarap natin na yung ringtone. Kung gusto niyo magawin dito, dahil maiksi lang ito, 2 to 3 minutes, you might want to download it. And just out of curiosity, sa lahat po naman nagtatanong, yun pong mga full episodes natin sa Blogspot can be downloaded po yan.
Pwede na.
Kailangan niyo lang po pumunta dun sa Vimeo site and sign up for free, then you can download an MP4 version.
Yes, and you can listen to us anytime you want.
True. Pero ito nga po, kung for my ringtone moments, ako, abangan ko yan. Sana naman may mag-abalang gawin kami ringtone, ha?
Kinakabahan ako.
Sir Wally, thank you. Ito yung final stretch. So, just like to thank people.
Maraming salamat, Sir Wally.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Forever.
Maraming salamat, Shea, for having me here.
Okay, managpapasalamat po kami kay Mamel, kay Miss Tess.
Miss Tess!
Sa amin ngayong araw na to.
Ikaw ang Diyos, ha?
Siyempre, si Red Makalalat.
Forever.
Jeff
what will we do without you?
At kung sino man ang magbablog sa episode na to.
Si Shake din, siyempre. Shake, thank you.
Jeff or, I'm sorry, either Jay or
Eric, whoever.
And Shake, thank you so much.
Maraming salamat po sa mga patuloy na nakikinig sa atin. Natapos na naman yung ating episode for more sadness. Pero yun, sana na-inspire kayo. Ang ganda, dami ko nakuha tonight.
Oo naman. Maraming salamat sa ating guest.
Naku, alas 7 na. Tropang radyo na.
Tropang radyo.
Kakain na kami, kainan na to. Paalam po, good night.
Good night.